All right, Bible and Daily Lifers, here we are. We are moving through the New Testament. We're moving right along. We're getting there. So we are in chapter 20 of Matthew. And let's just jump in and see what it says. So it says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for the vineyard." So we don't think in terms of masters of houses, but in the ancient world, there are people who had houses, and you would take whole families that would come and live in your house, and you would take care of them. And that was their pay. Their pay was you gave them a roof, you gave them food, you took care of their families, and you all lived together there. So he goes out in the morning to hire laborers. There used to be places, and there's probably still places around where it used to be on the docks that you could go down to the docks, and when a ship would come in, you could get hired on the spot. And unions have kind of changed that a little bit, but, you know, people would go out and get hired for the day. When I was a teenager, they used to have a thing, I think it was called casual labor or manpower. You would go down and you'd get hired for the day. So that's what's happening here is people are going out and they're hanging around a particular spot. And people that need help come and hire these guys. So after agreeing with the laborers for a denarius, a day's wages, what anybody else might get. After agreeing with the laborers for a day's wages, he sent them into the vineyard. So go to work, and I'll pay you a day's pay. And going out about the third hour, so, you know, this would have been maybe like 6 o'clock in the morning, he goes out, another third hour being 9 o'clock. He goes out, and he sees some other men out there, some other people out there in the marketplace standing idle. And he said to them, you can go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right, I'll give to you. I'll pay you. And they're like, yeah, I'll work. So they went. Going out again about the sixth hour, in the ninth hour, he did the same. So he does it like 6, 9, 12, 3. And he goes out the 11th hour, and he finds others standing around. So these are some long work days. And he said to them, why do you stand here all day idle? And they said, well, nobody's given us any work. Nobody's hired us. And he said, well, go into the vineyard you too. And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to the foreman, call all of the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first. So the people that worked just a few hours, you know, they're getting paid first. So, you know, if you were out there all day long and you're seeing, you know, these guys that, you know, just came in, they're getting paid first. Well, whatever, we're all going to get paid. So whatever, doesn't seem fair to them, but at least we're going to get paid. And those who were hired at the 11th hour came, and each of them received a denarius, day's wages. Now, when those who were hired came first, they thought, well, if those guys are getting a denarius, we're probably going to get two. But each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, and they said, hey, the last worked an hour, and you've made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day in the scorching heat. But he replied to them, and he said, friend, I'm doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to go and I choose to give the last worker what I gave the first. Can't I do what I want to do with what's mine? Or do you begrudge my generosity? So the last will be first and the first will be last. So whether you've been serving the Lord a lifetime or whether you've just come into this thing recently, you're going to get rewards from him the same. We all get the same. The ground is level at the foot of the cross. We all get eternal life. We didn't work for it. He gave it to us. It's his to do what he wants to do with it. So there you go with that. And here we in verse 17, as Jesus is going to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside, pulls them aside. And he said to them, look, we're going to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes. They'll condemn him to death. They'll deliver him over to the Gentiles, because they can't kill him, but the Gentiles can, the Gentile rulers. And he'll be mocked and flogged and crucified, and he'll be raised on the third day. So they don't like this, but Jesus keeps telling them that he's going to the cross, that he's going to be crucified, and that he'll rise again on the third day. Well, then the mother of Zebedee's, the mother of the sons of Zebedee, James and John, came up to him with her sons. And she knelt before him, and she said this to him. And she said, he said, what do you want? And she said, well, say that these two sons of mine, of yours, will sit, one at your right and one at your left when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus answered, you don't know what you're asking. are you able to drink the cup that I'm going to drink? And they said to him, yes. So they had set mom up to this, you know, for mom to go up to Jesus and say, you know, mom, go ask Jesus if we can sit at the right and at the left of his throne when he comes into his kingdom. Because they of course, thought that it was going to be an earthly throne, that he was going to be like the president or the prime minister. He was going to be the ruler of the land, and that he would sit on the throne and they would sit on the right or they would sit on the left and be there advising him. And but that wasn't the kingdom that Jesus was setting up. But these guys send mom. You know, if Jesus isn't going to listen to them, maybe, you know, he'll listen to mom. And when Jesus asked the question, are you able to drink the cup that I'm going to drink? They answer, because they're the ones who put her up to it. And they said, yes, we are able. They both did. We are able. We can do that. And Jesus said to them, well, you will drink my cup, but to sit at the right hand and the left hand is not mine to grant, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father. Well, what cup was it? They didn't realize the cup, even though Jesus had just told them a few verses back that he was going to die, he was going to be flogged, he was going to be crucified, he was going to be mocked, and then he was going to rise from the dead. Same thing's going to happen to these guys. These guys are going to be persecuted to the death. You know, all of these apostles, save John, were persecuted to the death. They died because of the Christian faith. They were living in a hostile environment in Rome, and they ended up dying as martyrs. So they did drink that cup, the same cup. And when the 10 heard it, what did the 10 hear? Well, the 10 heard that these guys were trying to get position. So they're playing a one-upmanship on them behind their back, and they're getting their mom to be involved with it. So when the 10 heard it, they're indignant at the two brothers. They're like, what are you guys doing? Why are you going there? Why are you asking Jesus this? What about us? Why are you leaving us out? But Jesus called all of them to him. And he said, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles are the nations. The way that the Bible sees people is it sees the Jewish people and the Gentiles. So there's the Jewish people, and then there's all the other nations, all the Gentiles. He said, you know that the rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them. Well, we know that. We know how politicians like to rule over us, and we know how dictators like to rule over people, and how leaders like to do this. They like to lord it over us. And their great ones exercise authority over them. He said, but that's not the way it should be among you. That's not the way the kingdom of God works. And so ministers and Christians, we're not lording it over each other. He's the Lord. And he said, it shouldn't be that way among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant. Serve everybody. Serve everybody. I love it's the hat, you know, love all, serve all. I think it's a Hard Rock Cafe that has that. And I thought, man, they beat us to the punch. You know, we should be wearing the love all, serve all. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant. And whoever would be first among you must be your slave. Even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. And so Jesus came to serve us, to die for us, and gave us the example that we should be serving one another. And so we shouldn't be looking to rule over people. We shouldn't be looking for these positions of authority over people so we can boss people around, tell them what to do. So verse 29, as they went out from Jericho, a great crowd followed him. And behold, there were two blind men by the side of the road. And when they heard Jesus was passing by, they said, Lord, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Well, the crowd rebuked him, told him, be quiet. But they cried out all the more, you know, trying to keep people away from Jesus. Amazing, just trying to keep people away from Jesus. They cried all the more, Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David. And Jesus stopped. And he called to them and he said, what do you want from me? And they said, Lord, let our eyes be open. And Jesus, in pity, touched their eyes, and immediately they recovered their sight and they followed him. Wow. Jesus healing the blind. You see, he's the Son of God and he's among us. And he heals these guys who are crying out for mercy. And of course, there is the application there, right? That if we cry out for mercy to God, he's going to be merciful to us. So Lord, we cry out for mercy. We need mercy. Be merciful to us. Be merciful to us as sinner, Lord. Heal us. open our eyes that we might see. So bless you guys. Bible and Daily Life. Find us all over the place on Calvary Chapel 316, Spotify, YouTube, podcasts. Find us all over the place. Hey, love you guys. Talk to you soon. Peace, peace, peace. You are loved by God.